Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, we decided to put the Father. And we all know that the beginning of the Father is mindful of the Mi'raj of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are three big lessons there. One is Allah Ta'ala begins with the word Subhan al-Ladhi, showing us that how great Allah is, that is free from all defects. Straight to Allah Ta'ala is showing us that He is free from all defects. The no defect Allah has in Him. And the reason for Him to say this word is because there's an incident that is taking place which not make sense to anyone in the Mi'raj. From the beginning of Allah Ta'ala making His mind up, our minds up, that whatever I'm saying, because I'm free from all defects, whatever I can do without anyone's power, without anyone's help, without anyone's help. And then, He says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Allah Ta'ala says that He invited His abd, His slave, showing us the greatest quality a person can have in His abd, slavery. He did not say, I have taken my Nabi, my Rasul, but He said, my servant. And this quality we all supposed to have in us to remain as a servant of Allah. Not in me, servant of Allah. Like remaining servant of Allah means we become totally humble. A servant is that person, one is a slave, one is a slave and one is a servant. We are slaves, not servants. Servant has duties from certain time to certain time. That is his duties after that is finished. A slave has no full duty all the time, 24 hours. There is no such thing as free from him. He is in duty to Allah Ta'ala 24 hours. That is called a slave. It was a buzruk, you know, he was traveling on a flight. And while he was traveling, they were in the first class, I think, because the host came there and told him to have a wine. You know the wine? He said, no, I don't have that wine. He said, why have it? He said, why don't you have it? He said, I'm on duty. He said, you are on duty, I'm on duty, 24 hours. Your duty just now only, I'm on duty 24 hours. That means I cannot have it at all. So we are on duty 24 hours. We are Allah's slave, we are Allah's servant. 24 hours, we are not free from Allah one second too. There is no such thing as only namaz that we are talking about. There is no such thing as only little but what you do. Everything that you are a slave of Allah Ta'ala, you are on duty 24 hours. People think it's just namaz. When you go outside, you are on duty. Duty means what? Remain as a slave. A slave will not look down at anyone else, he looks down on himself. This quality we have to have in us. All the time we will not have pride in us. Pride in us. We will have slavery in you. To walk out of the masjid too, you are a slave. You go into your house, you are a slave. So where you are free from that? Then you have to remain like a slave. Not that if someone can take you to task, you begin to forget you are a slave and pride comes into you. Whether it's at home, whether it's outside, whatever it is, you have to remain as a slave. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned this thing because the incident that will take place would not make sense to people. Mi'raj. But I'm not going to go into detail with that now. It's not Mi'raj night tonight. But just to tell you that what the importance of how Allah Ta'ala invited Nabi Karim, that slave was slavery, would mean that we are a slave, we must remain as a slave. Do not look down at anyone that we know. A slave, you know, person that is asking the king asked that person, the buzruk, where are you going to sleep? He said, whatever you tell me, what are you going to eat, whatever you give me. What work is it, whatever work you give me. So he said, why is it? I'm a slave. So we are a slave of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever he tells us to do, we do. There's no sense we must not do. We must do whatever he tells us to do. We must remain as a slave all the time. Whether in a business we must be a slave, every way you must be a slave. In other words, don't forget Allah Ta'ala one second also. That is one point. The next one was that Allah Ta'ala gave Summa Qadha Rabbuka Allah Ta'budu Illa Iyyah. This is very, very important that we do not know the value of parents. Today the value of business is not there. And Allah Ta'ala says, no, first of all, worship me and do not create any partners with me. After that straight he says, be good to your parents. He did not say don't give zakat. He did not say give make salah. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Be good to your parents. Now what's the meaning of good to your parents? Good to your parents is that remember we came in the world because of them. We have to respect them. Respect at all times. We do not know when Sahabi asked Nabi Karim what's the rights of parents. He says that the Jannat and Jahannam lies between the parents. It's how you treat them you get Jannat, and how you ill treat them you get Jahannam. And remember one thing is so important that if you look at a mother's face, like you kiss in the Hajj Aswad, who is really very, very kind to the mother? Who is very kind to the father? You find that so many times, you know, the father and mother, they are not giving any importance at all. We are not saying, Muslim, you got a wife, you must show her importance to. You got a husband, and the father and mother, show them importance to. Fulfill everyone's rights. But do not show disrespect to anyone. Disrespect is too much today. Before in those days, you know, the children of that kind, they do not even look at the face of the parents. Today they look two times their father's face, mother. And then the biggest problem today is the mother and father. If they are on one page, then the children can come straight. But what happens, you know, mother is putting the child right, the father begins to manipulate and begin to argue. Instead of putting them right together, the only way you can put them right, the mother and father on one page. The father says something, the mother must accept that into. And the mother says something, the father mother said to him, whatever differences you have in between you does not come in that, that you bring that in between. That's the time when the children realize they don't know which side to go, their father or mother go. Father's side or mother's side. Sometimes the mother begins to be very, very careful to bring up the children the right way. The duty of the mother that is to make sure the child becomes the right way. The father is supposed to assist the mother, not that to make it difficult for her. Today is like that. For example, I give you. I'm getting those kind of calls coming to me. If a mother wants to know, see the child visit the cell phone from a very young age, that you don't know how much of harm it will cause afterwards. And the mother says to the child, keep away from it. The father gives you more. You carry on. So what is happening there? Will you get anything out of it? What kind of child you will get? Then you grow big and then you come to realize my child has caused harm to me. What's the use? You did not fulfill the rights of the child. Allah will question you, dear Qiyamah too. You mustn't think that you just good children, you can do whatever you want. Pu'am fusakum ahlikum nar. Save yourself the children from Jahannam. So it's so important it is that you want to get children, give the right way of children. And you do not know that the most smaller, the most small the child is, that we call law of mahfuz. Mahadat will tell us law of mahfuz means whatever the child sees in that young age, it will be stamped in the heart, in the mind. And as time goes, it will rewind. And then you begin to think my child became bad or someone else because in our own house all the things were. How important it is this much that Allah says that you must be very respectful to your mother and father. Respect them. You must be respect them. Don't show disrespect. Today they are doing so much of disrespect. When you saw you do back chat your mother. Whatever the mother says or father says, you back chat them. Today if I saw I realized the parents are frightened of the children. Frightened of the children. They don't know what to say. Is that what is life all about? So this is the first thing that Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, that you become most respectful to your parents. Because you mustn't forget when you are small what they did for you. They did everything when you are small. Today we can't be looking over to what you feel like now you are bigger than them also. So this is a problem we have in today, that disrespect for parents. And we don't know that many a time punishment comes because of that. Allah Ta'ala does not get happy. Allah must protect us from it. Give us the tawfiq of respecting our parents. No matter what it is, respect your parents. Second thing Allah Ta'ala in the Quran today was mentioned is this part that do not go near zina. When I talk about zina, Allah Ta'ala not say don't commit zina, do not go near zina. What's the meaning of don't go? Do not do those things will take you near to zina. That is how Allah Ta'ala makes it so easy for us. Do not say do not commit zina, do not do those things will cause you to make zina. Do not take the road to the wrong place. Do not use your hands in the wrong places. Do not use your eyes in the wrong places. If you keep away from that, do not keep away from that. That is called don't go near zina. If you keep away from your hand,
You keep away from your tongue, you keep from your eyes, then will you go near zina? You won't go near zina. So the first thing Allah Ta'ala talks about is zina, because it's a very, very big sin. And those people who are married is worse. That Allah gave them from halal, and they leave the halal and go to haram. You don't know the punishment is so severe. Allah must protect us. He's gone very right here, it's open. You don't know the punishment for it is this much, that even when some sin becomes right, like zina, then plagues take place. All kind of sickness take place. So this is how important it is that. Then the third part is this much, that do not usurp the rights of children, destitutes. You know, when you've been given a trust on people's, on children, on destitutes, look after the thing. Don't misuse it. Today people are misusing it. They're becoming trustees of the funds, of the children of destitute orphans. What are they supposed to do? Allah will question them on that too. And thereafter you come to know another ayat, Allah says, then do not be extravagant. Extravagant, what do you mean extravagant? You must remember one thing. Extravagant is one of the most dangerous things. Today people are looking for food now. Things are bad because they're living beyond their means. Living beyond the means, and that's very, very bad. You look within your means. If you are worth that, look that much. But do not be extravagant. If you look into your bill, you come to realize your expenses is more than your earnings. Why? It's because your earnings is a certain amount, but you've got to double the expenses. And if you look at the expenses that kill 95% or 75%, I'm exaggerating, is 75% your expenses is that you're not supposed to be spent on. So whose problem is that now? So we're creating problem for ourselves because our expense has gone beyond, because we look at others, that's why we can sometimes look at people lower than you. He says, as far as the world is concerned, look at people lower than you. If you look at people lower than you, then you do you may shukr to Allah. But if you look at people higher than you, you become greedy. And more you spend is too little for you. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran too, that do not become extravagant and do not become miser also. You know miser? You know you don't give ice in winter also. But that is not the thing. Everything you do within the range of Sharia, spend the right way. No, not when you need something necessary, you spend on them. But today it's like this, that we become extravagant because of competition. We want to look at that person got everything, I must have the same thing too. So that must not be like that too. And that's also Allah Ta'ala mentioned this thing. So there are a few things Allah Ta'ala told us to do, which must keep in mind, so that we can keep in a straight path. So may dua to Allah Ta'ala, whatever I said, Allah Ta'ala amal kanin tawfeed nasifan wa akul da'am, alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقل المتقين والصلاة والسلام صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين صلى الله تعالى على رسول الله ورحمته.